NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Some people are finally making their way back into neighborhoods in Maui and seeing the devastating destruction from last week's wildfires for themselves. CBS's Rutabay Shabazi is there.
Some residents waited in traffic to return home for the first time, only to find they had nothing left.
My place is burned down completely to the ground.
What are you going to do?
I haven't figured that out either.
Many survivors on Maui are demanding answers about why the state's extensive siren system failed as people fled for their lives.
It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever.
But some areas are still completely blocked off as authorities continue searching for more victims. Hawaii Congresswoman Jill Takuda.
I feel the anger and the angst that people want to go home. Everyone wants to go home. There are so many of our friends and family that never left. And that's what we have to remember. We are trying to respectfully make sure that every person unaccounted for right now, we are praying for their safety, that they're in shelters, but we know that too many are in buildings.
The wildfires have killed at least 93 people, but that number is expected to rise. A 2024 hopeful is now ripping his Republican rival ahead of another possible indictment.
Chris Christie says Donald Trump is breaking new ground again.
If he's indicted in Atlanta this week, as we're anticipating that he will be, we will have the front runner for the Republican nomination for president out on bail in four different jurisdictions, New York, Miami, Washington, and Atlanta.
The Atlanta case involves the Fulton County District Attorney and allegations of election interference on the part of the former president. Chris Christie, who is challenging Trump for the GOP presidential nomination, was interviewed on ABC. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Meantime, some Democrats are urging President Biden to bow out of the 2024 race over controversies his son is facing. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips talked about it on NBC's Meet the Press.
As a Democrat, I adore Joe Biden. He saved this country. He can cement his legacy. My real call to action right now is not about me. The call to action is to ask the president to pass the torch.
He says Mr. Biden's age and lagging poll numbers aren't helping. Police are looking for a group who grabbed about $300,000 worth of luxury items at a store in L.A. KCAL TV's Lori Perez.
Sheer chaos. Police say 20 to 30 people wearing face coverings smashed and grabbed their way through the Canoga Park Nordstrom, snatching luxury purses, clothing, dragging the metal cases the high-end items were locked to as they tried to wrestle them away.
They used bear spray to paralyze security there. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 55. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 62. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Mainly clear. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been crying over you, crying over you. Then you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be.
Welcome one and all to Seth Faces the Music, the show where if there's any crying going on, it's simply tears of joy. As the great Roy Orbison, who opened the show, has instructed us, today's theme is all about crying. Seriously, folks, where would the pop world be without weeping? Well, we're going to find out today as you join me, won't you? We get right into the music here from the 1980s. Here's Erasure with Cry So Easy. Dangerous signs, so pound out the eyes of a
choose a way. You've got to be at noon. You are living a reality. I left years ago. It quite nearly killed me. In the long run, it will make you cry, make you crazy and old before your time. And the difference between me and you, I won't argue right or wrong, but I have time to cry, my baby. You don't have to cry. I said cry, my baby. You don't have to cry. I said cry, my baby. You don't have to cry.
as I cried a river over you. Ooh. Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. So what? Just cry me a river. Cry me a river. A river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head. While you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me, and now you say you love me. Well, just prove you do. Go on and cry me a river. I'd like to see you cry a river. 'Cause I'm tired of crying over you.
The great, the incomparable Dinah Washington with Cry Me a River. That's kind of a standard. And before that, we heard Oingo Boingo, Danny Elfman's band, with Heard Someone Cry. And before that, Crosby, Stills, and Nash with You Don't Have to Cry. Phew, with all that music in a row, I think we need to take a break. When we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to have a little back-to-back party here. That's also a hint. A female artist who had a huge hit and then followed it up with another really, really big hit. In fact, she recorded an entire album just of crying songs. So get out your hankies when we come back to WFHR.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Supposed to be mine. It's my party and I'll cry if
Judy and Johnny just walked through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise. Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Oh, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too.
The great Leslie Gore with her back-to-back hits, It's My Party and Judy's Turn to Cry, one of the first big projects that was overseen by the great Quincy Jones, who of course went on to do so many wonderful and popular projects. Next, we're going to turn to one of the best bands from the 1990s that you've probably never heard of. They were a critical darling, but never really sold that many records. They did, however, develop a cult following, and just recently, in the last 2 years, have reformed to do some touring, which is pretty cool. From their album, Terror Twilight, here's Pavement with Anne Don't Cry.
The damage has been done. I am not having fun anymore. Get when you see the light come down, I'll set my hope in a wonderful hospital, man. We got rooms to live, room to live in, room to give, but no room to give in. But you never had a chance, no, you never had a chance. To those above, take us out, throw us down, shove us out, we get down. So hard, but your vulgar display caught me off guard. Cold, cold boy with American heart, gonna run it and lock up the shots again. But Anne, don't you cry, don't you cry, don't you cry. Don't you cry, don't you cry, don't.
Tameta and her five false friends. They go, they go. Tied, tied, tied to the tracks. Just remember the facts. Repeat until you're running aground again. But Anne, don't you cry. Don't you cry. Don't you cry. Don't you cry. Don't you cry.
Please don't leave. just can't seem to get you off my mind. I'm crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. You're the one I love, and I think about you all the time. Crying, my tears keep falling all night. I know it's wrong to keep a crying, waiting, hoping you'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. You'll come back. Maybe someday soon things will change and you'll be mine. Crying, waiting, hoping.
The Pride of Lubbock, Texas. That was Buddy Holly with Crying, Waiting, Hoping. Before that, we heard Leanne LaHavis with her much more recent track, Please Don't Make Me Cry. So that Buddy Holly song that we just played has an interesting history. It's been covered by many, many people, including the group we're going to play after the break with not one, not two, but three songs in a row. Do we dare? Are we allowed to do that? Well, yes, we are. Here on Seth Faces the Music on WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus. Thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
I got a chip on my shoulder that's bigger than my feet. I can't talk to people that I meet. If I could see you now, I'd try to make you sad somehow, but I can't, so I cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. I'm gonna lock myself away, hey. But I'll come back again someday. And when I do, you better hide all the girls. I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two. I'll show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry instead. Don't wanna cry when there's people there. I get shy when they start to stare. Again someday, and when I do, you better hide all the girls. Cause I'm gonna break their hearts all around the world. Yes, I'm gonna break them in two. And show you what your loving man can do. Until then, I'll cry instead.
Breakfast for the queen. The queen was in the parlor playing piano for the children of the king. Children's holiday. Children all around. She's holding
A trio of songs by the Beatles. We started off with I'll Cry Instead from A Hard Day's Night. That was followed by a rare instrumental. That was an early Beatles recording called Cry for a Shadow, and that was an homage to one of their favorite bands, The Shadows. And finally, from the White Album, Cry Baby Cry, a somewhat plaintive, if enjoyable, vocal by John Lennon. Next up, we're going to turn to a song that was written way back in 1949 by the great Hank Williams. It has been covered by just about everyone, so I had a lot to choose from, and I went with one of my all-time favorites. Here's the Reverend Al Green with I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Have you ever lost your mind? Have you ever woken up? left screaming, 'cause you're so lonely you could die. Why did you go? Why did you go? I'm lonely, baby. Cry, cry, cry. Cry, cry, cry. I'm gonna cry myself blind. Cry, cry, cry. Cry, cry, cry. I'm gonna
crying. I'll do my crying in the rain.
The uber tight harmonies of the Everly Brothers with Crying in the Rain. And before that, we had Primal Scream with I'm Gonna Cry Myself Blind. That wraps up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music for today. Stay tuned for hour number two. We're going to keep the waterworks flowing right after this quick break. We'll see you on the other side.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapy.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5.